The Buckingham Hall House represents a typical middle-class family home from the early 19th century. The house is actually made up of two different buildings that were joined together by the Buckingham family in the 18th century. The front part of the house, painted white with a large central chimney, was built or purchased by Lydia and Samuel Buckingham after their marriage in 1768. Not long after, they moved another building from a nearby property and attached it to the back of their home. The back part of the house is much older than the front and dates to about the 1690s. It's painted red and, unlike the front of the house, has exposed beams and wooden walls instead of plaster. The Buckinghams raised their five children in this home. The family were farmers whose primary crop was salt hay. Mr. Buckingham passed away in 1815, but Mrs. Buckingham continued to live here with one of her daughters until her death in 1831. In the 1830s, the house was sold to the Hall family, and in 1951, it was moved to Mystic Seaport to preserve it from demolition, as a path was cleared for the I-95 corridor. When the house was moved to Mystic Seaport from its original location in Old Saybrook, the two pieces of the house were detached and floated up separately on barges, then reassembled once they arrived. Out front and around the right side of the building, you will see two gardens. The parlor garden in the front of the house, along the white picket fence, has several perennial plants and flowers that were commonly found in gardens in the 1830s. The garden to the right side of the house is the kitchen garden. Families like the Buckinghams often grew pumpkins, squash, kale, asparagus, onions, potatoes, and herbs, among other things, in the kitchen garden. Today, we have a daily cooking demonstration in the Buckingham House. You may be able to smell the smoke from the wood fire from here. We cook over an open hearth, which was the most common type of cooking done in the home until the 1840s, when stoves became more affordable. The Buckinghams lived very close to the port, which meant they had access to the goods imported into Saybrook, and Lydia's everyday cooking would have included a wide array of foods and spices. We use only recipes and ingredients that were available in New England in the 1840s and before.